The United Nations warned the Gaza Strip will soon become entirely dependent on aid and face disastrous consequences if the territory remains sealed off. Israel and Egypt closed their crossings with Gaza to all but humanitarian aid after the Islamic militant group Hamas seized power in the coastal strip in June last. Representative for the West Bank and Gaza at the Catholic Relief Services is Thomas Garofalo. He says the solution to this economic crisis is not a humanitarian one.
The primary means of getting commercial and humanitarian goods into Gaza or to get export goods out of Gaza is pretty much closed down. So you have trucks coming to other crossings that are inadequate for this kind of exchange, trying to get a limited amount of supplies in. But really, it's basically the death knell for what is already a dying economy. And this is very serious for the people that live there. The Palestinian people have been dependent upon aid for a long time, and they really cannot develop an economy between the closure regime that is in place in the West Bank as well and the lack of access to the control of their own borders. I mean, let's face it, this is not the way that that any kind of an economy worthy of the Palestinian people can develop. So I think, in a sense, this is something that we should have been aware of for a long time, and the solution is not a humanitarian solution. The situation is a political solution.